Ondo Finance founder and CEO Nathan Allman has died, Cointelegraph reported late on May 25th that Nathan Allman, the founder and chief executive of Ondo Finance, has died. The outlet posted the announcement to its verified X account at 0014 UTC on May 26, and no further detail on cause or timing was shared in the initial post. Ondo Finance has not issued an official statement at the time of writing. The protocol's social channels and governance forum remained quiet through the early hours of May 26, the Cointelegraph report. The announcement came as a one-line breaking news post from Cointelegraph's main account. No memorial statement, family confirmation, or corporate filing has accompanied the report so far. Ondo Finance is privately held in its corporate form, though its native token Ondo trades publicly and is widely held. Until Ondo's board or family representatives issue their own statement, the Cointelegraph post stands as the only public source. Readers should treat surrounding details as developing. Allman's path to Ondo. Allman founded Ondo Finance in 2021 after working in Goldman Sachs' digital assets group. He took the protocol from a small structured products experiment to one of the most watched names in real-world asset tokenization, with products spanning tokenized short-term U.S. Treasuries, OUSG, and a dollar yield product, USDY. He was a frequent public voice on the case for bringing regulated yield products on-chain, often speaking at TradFi crypto industry events and in interviews with mainstream financial press. His pitch leaned heavily on institutional credibility, standardized custody, registered offerings where applicable, and partnerships with traditional asset managers. That positioning helped Ondo become a reference point for the broader RWA narrative. When BlackRock launched BuIdle in 2024, Ondo's OUSG was among the first products to use it as backing collateral, a public sign of how deeply the protocol had embedded itself in the tokenized treasury supply chain. Immediate questions for the protocol. The most pressing question for Ondo holders and institutional counterparties is operational continuity. Ondo's products are not autonomous code in the way that a Uniswap pool is. They depend on a corporate entity to handle subscriptions, redemptions, custody relationships, and regulatory filings. Three things will matter in the days ahead. Who steps into the CEO role on an interim basis? Ondo has a senior team that includes former TradFi executives, but no public succession plan has been announced. Whether any institutional partners pause flows into Ondo products while leadership questions are resolved. Tokenized treasury issuers compete on perceived counterparty quality, and short pauses are not unusual after senior leadership changes. How the Ondo token reacts in spot markets. Ondo trades on every major centralized venue and has deep liquidity, so any sharp move will be visible quickly. None of these are predictions. They are the categories of risk that institutional desks will model first. Context for the RWA sector: Ondo is not the only tokenized treasury issuer, but it has been one of the loudest. Competitors including Superstate, Hashnote, Open Eden, and Franklin Templeton's on-chain money fund all operate in adjacent territory. Tokenized money market and treasury products crossed roughly $7 billion in combined assets by late 2025 across the sector, with Ondo consistently ranking near the top of that league table. Founder transitions at protocols of this scale are rare. The closest parallels in recent crypto history have come from involuntary departures, regulatory cases, voluntary exits, or boardroom disputes, not the loss of a founder. The sector does not have a standard playbook for this scenario. The broader RWA narrative has been a rare bright spot during the May sell-off, which has dragged Bitcoin to around $77,160 and pushed the fear and greed index back to neutral territory at 40 as of May 26. Whether Allman's death affects appetite for tokenized treasuries specifically will be a question for institutional allocators rather than retail traders.